Okay, guys, this is The Angry Prepper. Today's episode, episode 119, we're going to talk about how the NYC mandate has begun. Now, New York City a few weeks ago announced the kickoff to the vaccine mandate. It goes into full effect September 13th. It started August 17th of 2021. It goes into full effect September 13th of 2021, which is in about 5-6 days. That being said, guys, businesses will no longer let unvaccinated people in. Not all businesses, but certain businesses, like movie theaters, concert venues, museum, aquariums, professional sports stadiums, which is just stadiums and arenas, convention centers, exhibition halls, performing art theaters, bowling alleys, recreational game centers, arcades and billiards, casinos, adult entertainment, restaurant bars, catering halls, event spaces, hotel, banquets, cabarets, nightclubs, cafeterias, grocery stores with indoor dining, which I don't know what the fuck you would eat in a grocery store, bakeries, fast food services, gyms, pools, and dance studios. These places will no longer allow unvaccinated folks in. You have to be vaccinated to be in one of these venues or stores. They are not taking the negative testing as well. So you either take the vaccination or you cannot be a part of New York City society, pretty much, for the most part. Businesses that are caught violating these rules will have to pay $1,000 for their first offense. Their second offense will be $2,000, and every offense after that will be $5,000. The indoor businesses that fail to subscribe to this, again, they're going to be hit in the pockets. I wouldn't say pretty hard. Depends on the business, right? If your business has to rely on $5,000 to get by, then yes, that's a hard hit. And a lot of these businesses, guys, they folded like cheap suits. They sat there and they said, fuck it, I'm going to listen to this and listen to these unlawful regulations and mandates. Now, the name of the program here in New York City is called Key to NYC. It's an approach to get more people vaccinated, right? De Blasio says it's the ultimate encouragement to get people vaccinated. He said that again a couple weeks ago. So if you are unvaccinated, you are now a leper. You can't be a part of any of these things. Now, I had an event coming up at a convention center. Being that you have to be vaccinated now, I called a week prior to this and they said that, oh, well, you know, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. If you're unvaccinated, you have to wear a mask. There are a lot of us guys, photographers, who are not vaccinated. So are we going to be able to turn out to this? I'm going to be calling up in the next couple of hours to see whether or not they change the rules. I know that they are bending the rules, and I'm going to get to the bending the rules in a little bit. With that, guys, Mayor de Blasio took power away from the restaurants to even give them a chance in the matter. So the restaurants didn't even have a choice. Like, some restaurants, you could have given the choice. Hey, listen, be a part of the Key to NYC and make sure your patrons and or customers are vaccinated. He's not even giving them that option of testing. But here's the kick in the dick. A week ago, and today is September 7th, by the way, a week ago, he announced that you only need to take one shot and then you could partake in the Key to NYC's program. So keep in mind, guys, they were beating the drum for months that it would take 14 days or 2 weeks after your first shot to have some kind of protection, something, a little bit. And now he's changing it as he sees fit. And this is where a mayor like this, you have to take a baseball bat to his knees, because he is going to, politicians, guys, all over America are changing the game as they see fit. If it doesn't fit their game, they're going to change the rules. And he changed the rules without batting an eyelash. And now some people are like, well, we stand against him and this is bullshit. But no, you know what we need to do? Go to Gracie Mansion and start throwing shit at fucking City Hall. At Gracie Mansion. And City Hall too. Fuck them. Fuck both of them. Because you mean to tell me now, because the owners of restaurants and businesses are feeling the effects of less people being at their establishment, So now you're like, you know what, fuck it. Let them get one shot in there, and then we'll have them go to these venues. At least if they have one shot, it'll be okay. This is not going to work out the way they think it is. This is why I'm sitting back and laughing at it, because I'm like, yo, this isn't going to work out. There are places right now who, restaurants, business owners who are against this stupid mandate to begin with. So now you are lessening the amount of people coming to the establishment. But now, because you said, oh, at least they get one shot, so now you're begging people to get one shot so that they can take part of this program, and it's still not doing well. Though they said they had 100,000 people sign up to get the vaccine for the $100 per shot, I think it was. I think it was $100 per shot or $100 for the vaccine. I can't remember. But I remember you took the shot, you got $100. And like idiots, people ran to the vaccination center to get $100. $100. So now you're bribing people to take the shot. If you have to bribe people to take the shot, what does that say about the shot? Lyft and Uber both offered incentives to get the vaccine. It was $300 towards your check, I guess, if you got vaccinated. Multiple businesses are doing this. They are bribing their employees to take this shot by giving them whatever it is, $100, $200, $300, guys, for a shot. That's a sell for a lot of people, right? And so a lot of the Uber and Lyft drivers took the vaccine because it was $300 extra. When you dangle money over desperate people, this is what happens. When people are out of work and they need the money, they're going to take the shot. But that also means that people don't have any, self-respect, because, listen, they can offer me all the money in the world. I'm still not taking it. A lot of us are not taking it, no matter how much money they throw at us. So that's the difference between people who have, moral values and don't want the government to tell us what to do versus those who can easily be controlled through money and incentives. The incentive programs they had here in the city or nationwide were insane. Private businesses had some crazy incentives as well. And yet they're still running into the problem of people not getting vaccinated. Though when the mayor said he had 100,000 people sign up for the $100, and those people took the shot, I'm like, I doubt it very much. I pretty much they were inflating those numbers. But that's not the point. The point is that now that the mandate has begun, there are a lot of things we cannot do. Now, as far as grocery shopping goes, no, you can still go grocery shopping. You just can't sit at the eating area of that grocery store to eat. But whatever, I don't see them dropping the hammer on that part either. A lot of places are not. A lot of places are telling the mayor to go fuck himself, and they're not really checking. Corporations are. A lot of small businesses are not. So take that for what it's worth. Now, there are places you can absolutely visit if you're unvaccinated, which again is stupid, but here's the list. So the following indoor settings are not required to be vaccinated. Dining where food is consumed elsewhere, like fast food eateries. I don't know, because that sort of contradicts the last part where it says fast food and quick service eateries, indoor dining, if you have to be vaccinated. But then for unvaccinated people, the first thing is dining where food is consumed elsewhere, like fast food eateries. Businesses that opt to get rid of indoor seatings. So I guess outdoor eating, which they should have just fucking said. Residential buildings, get this, office buildings, child care programs, pre-K through 12, public and non-public school programs, senior centers. Now, senior centers got me, because senior citizens were affected by this the most. But again, changing the game as they go along. Churches hosting Sunday potluck or similar events, community centers, charitable food service and catering at home. I don't even know what the hell that means, but that's what they said, right? So New York City right now, as of 2 weeks ago, they were seeing the high levels of community transmission, according to the CDC. We weren't seeing that, but nonetheless, that's what the CDC said. CDC was also caught lying about Florida's death rate, so keep that in the back of your head. There are roughly 1 million residents that have been fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. Keep in mind, there are 9 million residents in the city. So, the numbers are not jiving when they tell us, well, most of the city's vaccinated. 1 million people is not most of the city. right? But again, guys, these are the numbers and these are the games they're trying to play with the vaccines here in New York City, that is, anyway. New York City has also required all municipal workers to get vaccinated. Now, that is not true. A lot of agencies are letting their employees get either vaccinated or weekly testing. Right now, the fire department and police department are at odds with the city, or the mayor rather, so nothing has come down yet, but I think by next week we will see the hammer get dropped. So again, guys, as far as my job goes, if they require it, I will quit. Now, if they give us the weekly testing, I'll deal with that for a little bit because I see that falling apart. Again, we shall see when we cross those roads, which should be next week. All right, guys. So listen, bottom line is New York City is, you know, it seems like everybody's staring at New York City and watching to see where this goes. They're looking at the city and going, okay, all right, let's see how bad this gets. And if this works, we'll do it too. Kind of deal. But a lot of places, guys, are sitting back and watching us, all right? And it's not going to work out the way they think. And the mayor, and listen, guys, I don't know what happened to America. I don't know how we let politicians get this power. Andrew Cuomo, which, you know, he gets kicked out of office, which one part of me was like, good for him, but another part of me was like, it's total bullshit the way they got rid of him. But nonetheless, that power-hungry asshole is gone. Mayor de Blasio is another one who likes to change the game as he sees fit, and he needs to go, right? Governor Newsom in California, these are people who change the game as they see fit, guys. And there is no place for this kind of behavior. And yet, we, the people, settle for this, and there's something wrong with that, right? I mean, a January 6th-style event is something that would be warranted in this kind of case, where you have governors and mayors telling us what to do, as opposed to listening to the people, which they're not doing. They work for us, not the other way around. They are treating us like subjects, and yet we are not doing anything about it. Now, New York City is every day, not every day, but almost every day, we're having protest mandates, and they are growing in numbers. They're growing in numbers, which is good. That's a good thing. But is the mayor and or the governor going to listen? That is the bigger problem, though, the bigger issue, rather. Right now, we have to wait and see what they do and what they do next. Guys, I don't know how we lost this power. I don't know, you know, where this went, but this power-hungry kind of shit is the problems we are going to start seeing, and we need to be able to do something about it. But anyway, guys, this is The Angry Prepper. Thank you for listening to The Angry Prepper channel on podcast. You can like and subscribe to me here. You can also follow me on YouTube under The Angry Prepper channel and The Angry Truth channel. Like and subscribe to both channels. And thank you for listening.